gift. The church sent a check out with them, just a love offering over there. Love and prayers have touched my daughter, her family, and mine, and will not be forgotten. Somebody asked me during this week, how could we possibly make it through all of this? And the answer was, the love of Jesus. Although we are still hurting because they lost that three-month-old, you know, little boy there, and there's a picture of him here that just will bring a tear to your eye. Although we're still hurting and confused, we understand that in reality, Jesus is with us every step of the way, and his angels and saints such as you and your church have helped us through the storm as well. And that's God bless you all, and that's Terry's brother Gary over there and their family. So I'm just going to leave this picture right down in the front here, so anybody later on that wants to take a look at that. Wow. Good to have Brother Matt back with us there. He's took a few months off for singing lessons. And oh, Bob told me to tell you that. Good to have Judy and Mike Duffy and God's House with us today, all the way from Delaware. She told me one time, do you actually put the window down and let him put his head out the window when you're driving just to, I thought that's what she was telling me about that one time. I walked into her house over there and I said, hi Duffy, and guess what? The dog came running up to me. True, right? Because they named their dog Duffy. Yeah, like that. So, good to have him. Thrill. You missed us, haven't you? For just a couple minutes before we go outside here, I want to share with you. Everyone today, Ma, was going to say how good the sermon was last week. That was kind of the catchphrase, what everybody's going to tell you. Last week, you really missed out on a good sermon. And they were going to say it in a way like, we don't think he can do two in a row. So that's kind of what the phrase was going to be. Last week, enjoyed a good sermon. So for just a few minutes, tell you, it is amazing about how people don't get out all week long until Sunday and they come to church so excited to feel of love, to be kindly treated. Matthew, the sixth chapter. We had some notes there. We've preached on that before. And you know, when it starts in those wonderful things about the Beatitudes and some things that just will just touch your heart. About midway through, you get to the seventh chapter there, you get to the seventh verse, and I just want to share for about 10 minutes with you today something I think is precious. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. I want you to think about ask. I want you to think about seek. I want you to think about knock. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. For what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law for the prophets. Heavenly Father, I add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Give us just a moment, a chance to focus upon how good you are to us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I picked out this scripture because I love the part when it says, for what man is there among you if his son asks for bread? And today, in just a few minutes, we'll go outside and we'll have a little dedication. Out back, there's a wonderful bench that's sitting by the shed. And that bench was donated from the folks down at the campgrounds over there. And Kevin, Becky, wonderful folks down there. They first of all, as soon as Pop passed away, what can we do? What can we do? And somebody suggested another tree, and I could hear my father's words ring out in my ear. And he said, boy, Don't put something out there that you got to cut around. You got one tree out there anyway, so let's just make something that's not going to be in the way. So they decided to purchase a bench, and then the ladies' class, which I'll tell you about a little later on, they had a wonderful plaque. Same type of plaque that they put out there for the wonderful crepe myrtle that was donated for the memory of my brother. Yesterday, I had a chance to eat my lunch on that bench. So if you go sit on it and you get any ants crawl around, you know who to blame. The fried chicken from Roy Rogers tasted very good, but even better than the taste of the chicken was the thought of sitting back there and simply relaxing. It meant so much to me and the kindness that I felt here in this church. And I believe that people who've come to this church, they come to this church asking. They've come to this church seeking. And they've come to this church knocking. Anyone who asks will be given. Anyone who seeks, they will find. And anyone who knocks upon that door, it will be opened because of the love of God. What you get out of the service, I believe, totally depends upon what you are coming here looking for. I believe that those of you that are asking, that it will be given. And I know that many of us that have been given, we have been given, and it's up to us to give. We've been given great things and great blessings here at Mount Calvary. When I opened this card this morning and I saw that little picture, and if you'll come in later on and take a look at that, it will bring a tear to your heart because of what the only way in that letter that I read could you get through something like that is through the love of Jesus. I believe you come into God's house expecting something good. You come into God's house, and I know that each one of us, if we talked about it, we could have item after item, the different things and difficulties that we are going on through our lives. The prayer requests that you heard today will just touch your heart, the things that we are struggling with. And so many times those unspoken prayer requests that we have deep in our heart, the things that we only want to share with God, God is there to hear. And when you ask, it will be given. I like to use a little illustration because I've learned that even though last week was a good sermon from what I heard from people, you know. Amen. Was last week a good sermon, those you hear? Yeah. Always that. Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. And I knew it was a good sermon because just on Friday, I had the opportunity to go down to the hair shop. I had the great privilege to go into the hair shop. The place is called the Comb and Brush, is it? Not one of the other love there. And dear Sally, she always takes my money before the haircut just to make sure there's no complaints. And I said, I have a special treat for you last Sunday. I said, Sally, set up an appointment like that. Mom and I are coming in together to get our haircut. And Rick kind of spoke you over that and says, we hope when you leave, you don't both look alike in your haircut when you come out of there. So she had a little information. And lo and behold, you go down to the hair shop and wonderful things, miracles happen at the hair shop. People walk in looking one way. They come out walking, looking a total different way. It happens. I don't know. Now, some of you, Bill Walker, can't understand that, but some people, that's my buddy. But I tell you what happened. I knew that last week was a good sermon. Because when I walked in, a person was there that I didn't expect to be there. Usually has their hair done on Saturday because she had so much company coming. Here is Miss Ruby Calkins. She is the only woman that I know that wears, she is so fashion oriented that she wears the color shirt that matches her curlers when she is that. Is that true? And I have the picture to prove it. I do. And I walked over there and she came to me and she says, you know, I want to tell you something about the sermon last week. And I'm thinking, Mubius, let me tell you, folks, if there's ever been a lady that I think is called to God to be a teacher, ladies, don't you agree with me, though? Amen, she is. And I thought, oh, she's going to comment about the scripture that I chose or how I tied those three points. No. She says, I love the part in your sermon when you talked about you were lying in bed listening to yourself wrinkle. I knew that she'd gotten something from that sermon. There was a couple who came down out of the mountains one day and had a great old big bag with them. They're off to the bank. They walked in the bank, took this big, huge bag and set it up on the counter. They had to tell her, we want to open up an account, and in this bag we have $540,000 in small bills and change. Immediately the teller looked over the manager. The manager come over and said, well, we'll be glad to open your account, but it's going to take us a while to count all this money in the bag. Said, look, if you don't mind, leave with us and come back in the morning. We'll have everything ready for you. So off they went. Come banging back the next morning, 9 o'clock, they're open, and the tellers had spent there all night counting this money and making sure everything was right to the T. And when they walked in, the manager come over and says, we are so glad to have you want to open this account, but after counting this money, that we feel that you have made a mistake. In this bag, there is exactly $539,000. With that said, the lady kind of nudged her husband and said, Abner, we did make a mistake. We brought the wrong bag. Now, I'm here to tell you that I don't care if you walked in church with the biggest offering that you've ever got. I don't care if you walked in with $539,000. If you didn't walk into God's house with a desire in your heart to what He is going to do for you, you walked in with the wrong bag. If you didn't come into this church and you don't realize how blessed we are to have the opportunity to come into His house to worship in spirit and in truth, you brought the wrong bag. I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is what God has ordained for today. You didn't come here by accident. I believe that you have made a choice within your heart that God just spoke to you to be in His house. And I believe if you come into His house asking, that you will be given. If you come in seeking, you will find. And if you come in simply knocking about what He wants, He will open that door for you. Amen? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're just overwhelmed sometime by Your love, God. We think about those prayer requests, and we think about the wonderful cards that were sent today and the little picture there that just touched our hearts, God. We thank You for each one, God, that has just been touched by Your Holy Spirit today. We ask now that as we are gathered together in one mind, one spirit, and one accord, God, that You'll just allow us to just bathe in Your love. We thank You for the times that we come to Your house. And God, we have needs, and You always answer, You always answer, You always answer. So Heavenly Father, we just want to thank You for allowing us to be here today, for the musicians that play and the singers that sing, and most of all for the smiles upon the people who have come in to ask something of You. So God, we want this to be a place where people just simply draw closer to God. We thank You for it. And God, Heavenly Father, we especially ask You to bless us as we go outside, God, as we dedicate that plaque on the wall and that bench, God, for the memory of my father. So we thank You for this beautiful day that You've given us. And God, we're just here to thank You for allowing us to be Your children. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. So we changed it around a little bit for you, even what I thought today. We're going to let you, if you want to, we're going to exit out to the back of the church. We're going to come around on the side, Just one thing Danielle has for you about the sign-up sheet. Have you got it now? Right. Good. Yeah. Yeah. So see her later on if you want those CPR classes like that. She'll give it to you. We'll go out to the back, around on the side, and we have two people going to share with you. I think Janet has something for you, and then Miss Ruby over there, who looks beautiful with her hair today. Make sure you let her know that. Yeah, I'm going to play a family of God.